We're focusing on things that have been written and books that are waiting for you. Books that are waiting to be discovered. And if you are a reader, a book lover on the Dolphin Coast, well, you might already be well aware of the bookshop that I'm about to take you to. If you haven't discovered it yet, well, hopefully this will be the incentive you need to go and check out a thing called Street Lit, based in Balito at the Lifestyle Center in the cool space known as the Studios. Over the last couple of months, it's been this like little gem of a bookshop that local readers have been discovering, much to their delight. And what really impresses is the caliber of the curation, and the man who is the bookmaster, the curator of the space, is in the studio with me right now for a little radio catch-up. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Sibusiso Mnguni to Radio Life and Style. Spoo, how you doing, my friend? Happy Thursday.
hello, everybody. Hello to the listeners.
Good to have you, man.
It's an honor to be here. I've been eyeing this radio station for a while, figuring a way how to get myself in here, just to talk a bit about the bookshop.
And here you are.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I was very happy to be in your space just the other day, browsing some really awesome reads. And for a small, compact little corner, it is so densely packed with such a wide variety of enchanting books and categories and genres. And immediately clear for anyone who's really experienced the street lit space, just how carefully the reads have been chosen and lovingly compiled and put together. And this is a story that I've been kind of keeping an eye on over the last couple of months. Since the street lit space opened in the Lifestyle Center, what are we looking at now? 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months. Just over 3 months, I think. Yeah.
Amazing. But it's sort of the latest chapter in a project that has garnered some impressive attention. In fact, Street Lit, as I understand it, is an award-winning innovation of the Dennis Hurley Center, Durban's leading NGO that helps in a variety of ways, but the mission to help homeless people and those who are on the verge of homelessness, focusing on providing an incredible base of support and training. And a project like Street Lit, born out of the Dennis Hurley Center's innovation, I think it's an incredible project. And as I understand it, the Street Lit book project comprises 20 people, all of whom have their own story, and who have come through some really hard times, and who've been able to be placed on a springboard to launch their own venture, their own bookshops. And we're lucky enough to have one of these right here in the Lifestyle Center in Balito, and you are the man helming the store. And what an amazing story for you personally. How did you cross paths with the Dennis Hurley Center and the Street Lit project?
Basically, I was looking for a ways. Basically, I was in a period where I was redeeming myself. I had been homeless. I didn't have a job, and I had some bouts with substance abuse, and I was just looking for a way to build myself up again, to better myself. And it made sense that whatever I find has to do with books, because I've always been a book lover.
Really? Since when you started reading, basically?
Yeah, like from high school. So no matter what the situation was or would be, I knew that I would always have a book in my hand or in my backpack. So they helped me to cope with life. Even when life was was hard. I always had a book with me.
And when it came to what you were reading, was there a particular genre, a particular kind of a book that you gravitated to find your escape?
It was mainly philosophy and fiction.
Wow.
Because I think it's a great way to escape, you know.
But also to make sense of things, huh?
And also to make sense of things as well. To have a better perspective on life and humans in general and the human condition, of course. So, funny enough, I was reading all these books, but I was just making one bad decision after another. But it's also the books I was reading that helped me to redeem myself, you know.
And amazing that this common thread, how the books have now factored into your next chapter, your latest chapter, and sometimes it's a particular chance encounter with a person that can open a door and lead you into a completely different phase of life.
Yeah.
I read a recent article in the North Coast Courier where you explained some of your story, mm-hmm. and how when you got a chance to connect with Illa Thompson, I believe, the street lit facilitator.
Yes.
That's when things really took an interesting turn, yeah. and this possibility of being a book vendor kind of opened up, eh?
Yeah. At the time, I was staying with my sister, and I would spend all day just looking for jobs. I'm using her computer, looking for jobs, anything really. And that's how I found Streetlit online, through an article. I read the article and I realized that this could be what I'm actually looking for, you know?
Yeah.
And I made contact, and a few days later, I think, I met Illa. We talked a bit about my history, my journey, and what got me into books. And I went through training, had a few gigs selling, just to put the training to practice.
This is like setting up tables at markets and yes, shopping centers,
like
that kind of thing.
Pop-ups. Yeah. We do pop-ups in markets, in shopping centers. And yeah, so it really helped me just emotionally, mentally, and financially as well, because it gave me courage, you know, to go on.
Yeah.
And I was very determined, so we would search for locations for months, you know,
trying to find the right spot.
Yeah. And I mean, Illa is a very busy woman, so I would always try, you know, to get her to make time, and she would gladly. She's an amazing woman. So eventually Illa had this idea that maybe we should like do an online post, you know, take my picture, make holding books, and say that I'm looking for, you know, a location. And I think after a few weeks, Lifestyle responded.
The Lifestyle Center?
Yeah, with La Lucia, right around the same time, actually.
Wow.
So I had to choose where I wanna go. And yeah, it's been an amazing journey. I'm still in awe. I'm still in disbelief that, you know, all of this is happening. Because they basically all I had to do was bring books, because even the shelves, you know,
kind of the space, the shop fitting,
yeah, it was all management.
They took care of that. And what a great addition to the mix now at that great space called the studios. You got the art gallery next to you. You got the coffee lab right in front of you.
Yeah.
You've got some great fashion boutiques right around the corner from you. You've got all the active FitPod gym stuff happening above you.
Yeah.
And it just kind of ties the whole thing together, having a great literary offering. But it's not just any kind of bookshop. I mean, you really put in the effort to curate an eclectic mix, and there's some really impressive classic literature, you know, rare books. You can look at the binding of some of these things. You can see these are books with character, with history, long out of print, some of them. And that's your weekly mission, is to make sure that you've got a great mix of really unusual finds in the street lit Belito Lifestyle Center store. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So as we were talking earlier, that, you know, the kind of books I like are very niche. You know, you have to hunt for them. You spend months and months looking for them. So it was a goal of mine to also cater for that market, because I know how it is, how hard it is to find, you know, the kind of books I like. So,
and you've been finding and discovering and learning your market over the last couple of months here, and you've got regulars now that are popping in every week to see what you've been able to dig up for them, eh?
Yeah, true. I have regulars now. It's always a pleasure to see someone walk in, and I know for sure they're going straight like to the bookstore, and I have people looking for classics, philosophy, history, even South African history, because I have a decent collection of South African history.
Wow.
People looking for art books, coffee table books, architecture, biographies. I have a lot of biographies, political biographies, memoirs.
And these are all really reasonably priced as well, is what I got to say.
Yeah.
Pre-loved books that are in good condition, and such a compact space, such a high caliber and a variety of reads. Mm. And listen, it's almost time to open the bookshop. Open Monday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. At your service right here in the Lifestyle Center, Street Lit Bolito, helmed by bibliophile himself, Spu Nguni. And Spu, this is a story that we are going to be keeping tabs on, and you know, I'm going to be continuously popping in and seeing what's hot on the shelves. I mean, every week you're bringing in fresh stock and rotating stock, and you're tirelessly out at the big book market depot looking for good reads to bring up to Bolito. Anything really exciting that you've pulled in the shelves for this week that you want to throw out there?
So I found an interesting biography of Andy Warhol.
Oh yeah,
The late great American painter and mixed media artist.
Yeah, a kind of instrumental figure in the pop art movement.
Yeah, who incorporated a lot of pop culture in his work. So I have a biography of Muhammad Ali. I have a book on the history of guns. It's a variety. So every week I try to find something new, even something that I've never come across before. So, I urge everybody to come and check it out.
Well, do yourself a favor. If you're a book lover, or if you have a book lover in your life, make sure that you're dragging them along. Check out the cool space known as Street Lit Bolito in the Lifestyle Center, in the studio space, just next to the gallery. And open Monday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you want to keep tabs on social media, you follow Streetlit Durban. I believe they'll do a regular feature on what's happening in the Bolito store as well. But best just to go and check it out for yourself, to come meet the bookman, Spu, for yourself. And Spu, thanks for giving us a little look into the pages of your story and the Streetlit Bolito story. We're so excited to have it in the mix here. And long may it continue to go and grow, and bringing great reads to the people of the Dolphin Coast.
Thank you so much, Mike. And just want to say I appreciate the opportunity. And so come check out the bookshop. There's a bit of everything in there. I try to accommodate everybody. So it's not just an antique, you know, bookshop. You'll find your contemporary classics, your thrillers, biographies on travel, you know, children's literature as well. So a bit of everything.
It's a full-on bookshop. It's beautifully curated, and I'm going to be popping in there just after the show. I got to get Spu back. He's got to open the shop now. It's almost 9 o'clock, and Spu, we'll chat again on radio really soon, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah.